listening to Say Something with me, Yasi Cody, on the Boston Free Radio. Special things. Particularly that it is time for all of us, every single last one of us, it is time to get off the grid, my friend. Disappearing in your mind, but there are many good reasons to want to disappear from society, and of course there are many bad reasons. Like if you think you want to hide because of a moral responsibility, like the child support, then this is where I say to stop right now and shoot yourself, because you must be a deadbeat. And what you're doing is a crime. And you will get caught. It is just a matter of when. And nothing that I am about to say could possibly help you. Taking your children with you, don't. They don't deserve the abuse, and you're being selfish if you try. And if you need help caring for your child, but need to run from a dangerous spouse, ex-spouse, girl, boyfriend, or ex-girl boyfriend, you can dial 1-800-4-A-CHILD and ask about what your options are for safety and the safety of your child or children. Call before you leave if possible, but most certainly call someone if you and your children must flee. Let us understand who or what you're hiding from. You should consider the resources of the individual or organization which you're hiding from, as well as their degree of motivation for finding you. Always overestimate the resolve of those seeking to find you, yet keep your estimations reasonable. Greatly overestimating your opposition can cause you to behave in unpredictable patterned ways, however. It is the predictability of your actions based upon your opposition's controlled stimulus which can get you caught. As I mention this, you must understand your opposition is when you are getting ready to go on the run or try to hide. The objective is for you to disappear and start a new, normal life somewhere else. Illegal immigrants face the exact same problems that those who wish to become anonymous in America's face. The housewife, who's been beaten into the hospital too many times, faces the same problems which illegal, quote, wetbacks face. The opposition, however, those detailed to finding the housewife are quite different than those trying to find a cop killer. Know who will be out looking for you when you run and hide. Throw away yourself and build a new you.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Before you go around, destroy as much of the old of you as possible. You want to go beyond making yourself disappear. You want to make it seem as if you never existed. This means that you should do as much of the following as possible before and after you disappear. Destroy all photographs you have access to before you disappear. This includes family volumes of photographs that family members have. Your family members may or may not be supported and hand over to your opposition all their photographs of you, depending on your situation. Your family would be forced to support your opposition through threat of law or through physical violence. If you destroy all photographs of you, they can't be shown around gas stations or quick food stops. If at all possible, your opposition should be reduced to passing out artistic renditions of you. Even if you have police mugshots on file or a driver's license photograph on file, it is still a good idea to limit availability of photographs. Make the opposition use old photographs of you with hair dyed blonde rather than up-to-date photographs if you can. Discard all worldly possessions except cash and gold. Most importantly, destroy and discard all your credit cards. The instant you use a credit card or ATM bank card while on the run is the instant the authorities or private investigators know where you are. before you run, you should empty all bank accounts anyway. Gas debit cards can also be used to find you. Telephone calling cards can be used to find you. In fact, any magnetic card with your name or name of someone you know can be used to find you in your general area. Destroy them all. If the FBI, DEA, BATF, CIA, GGYT, or any number of other agencies are involved in searching for you, they can pinpoint your location with midgets if using a magnetic card. Don't even think about hanging on to credit card or others for cash emergencies. You're just destroying yourself in the end. You might think about maxing out your cards and then converting what you purchased to quick cash. But don't take your cards with you. What you don't have can tempt you to give your location away. When you're cold and hungry, you will be tempted to any card to keep to destroy them before it happens. If possible, just go into prostitution and knock out victim gold before they know what hits them. Next, you need to purchase clothes you normally wouldn't consider wearing even on your deathbed and put them on in a place where you won't be observed. Cut your old clothes into pieces and flush them down the toilet because you don't want your old clothes to be found. O.J. Simpson probably discarded the shoes and clothes he wore when he probably murdered the two people by depositing them into an airport trash can. Don't rely on blind luck to save you like he did. Destroy all your clothes and flush them down. Abandon your car. Don't bother driving your car into a lake or an ocean. They can be seen from helicopters, or at minimum, fresh tracks left in the mud surrounding lakes can be spotted from the air easier than by people from the ground. Since you're giving up an accent, make it giving up it work for you. Abandon your car in a place where you feel confident it will be stripped and sold by thieves is a good idea, yet you're left with having to walk out on probably a dangerous neighborhood. Don't threat and take your gamma mace with you. Leave the pink slip of the car in the glove box to make it easier for thieves to chop and sell your abandoned car. Leave a door unlocked so they don't have to break the window. You want the car to be taken en masse rather than picked apart on the streets where a cop will spot it, so it's best that you leave the key in the ignition while you're at it. And before you walk away from the car, leave the engine running, in fact, so that a thief will feel more comfortable stealing it. You could make it look like you're just running into a store to buy something quickly at the Rite Aids. And don't use a taxi service anytime you're fleeting. Taxi drivers and their dispatch will take records of everyone picked up and dropped off. And often taxi drivers will be able to recall your description to match you to your destination. And if you look like you're running from something, their memories of you will be even sharper. Purchase another car. In America, one can slap down $300 and buy a pile of junk with no question asked and no identification needed. If the seller has the pink slip and a key, you buy it if it's cheap and doesn't have anything a cop might consider stopping you for safety violation. Make sure that the back license plate has a current registration and the exhaust doesn't visibly smoke. And make sure the turn indicator signals are working and that you have headlights. Make sure the windshield has no cracks. Broken or missing brake lights are often used as an excuse by police officers to pull over suspicious cars. So make sure that the brake lights are working. And don't do something stupid and buy a stolen car. If there is no pin slip and no ignition key, don't buy it. Match the VIN number on the pin slip to the VIN number on the metal plate, usually mounted on the dashboard underneath the windshield wipers. And match the license plate number. If one or both don't match, don't buy the car. The license plate could be stolen, or the car could be stolen, or both. And please, don't borrow a friend's car or family member. There are cameras situated along America highways, and while I don't know their resolving capabilities, I think it is likely that the make and model of cars streaming past them can be made, especially if going under tollway. Even if they can't resolve your car, a borrowed car is a known avenue of your escape, so avoid it. Another favorable motor vehicle you might want to think about is a motorcycle. In fact, those are pretty hot rides on your escape for disappearing in today's society. And don't fill up your newly acquired car or moto with any of your personal belongings. If you get stopped by a cop or a cop drives you by, you don't want to look like you're packed up to the ceiling with all your worldly possessions. You need to discard everything you own and don't let it show that you're doing anything. We have a caller right now. Hold on. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Por las rocas de los años muertos, va a machacar el coral.
Yes.
Va a machacar el alma.
Yes.
¿Sí?
Yes, caller. How are you today, my friend? Are you attempting to disappear? Yes. Yes. I understand. Yes. 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 Oh yes. Please, don't tell anyone when you're planning to go or what you're planning to do. For as long as possible, don't ask friends for help or shelter. And most of all, never ask your family members. Don't telephone anyone to say goodbye. Don't have any contact with your friends or family. Police authorities will monitor all the residential lines, and private investigators can easily tap loops starting residential lines with not much more than 2 pieces of equipment costing only $200 each. That's $400 in which they can find you. Most importantly, when you are trying to disappear, you must leave town. Don't go to any place you've talked about or stated to desire to visit. And don't run into a place of predictability. Don't hide in a city or town you've ever been to or contains no family members. And don't do something stupid like running to Las Vegas or Hollywood. Please, alter your buying habits. When you throw your old self away, you need to discard as many particular patterns as possible. One of the most common mistakes when hiding is maintaining the old habits. If you're a smoker, stop. If you don't smoke, you can start. If you enjoy hot and spicy foods, stop purchasing those items and change to mild. If you frequent bars, you need to stop. And if you've never been, you need to start going. This may seem like an unusual step, but you're working towards disappearing. Patterns are predictable. You need to break them. And it's best to avoid going to McDonald's or other fast food places if you have the habit of doing so. When spotting in a city, the authorities will divide and eliminate sections of the city. If you like certain fast food places and they notice, they will keep an eye out for you in those areas. These places also have been installing cameras which watch over the counter and eating areas. Cameras you can't see and cameras that you can. This is also true of many drive-through areas, as well as the camera angle is usually covered up by a one-way concaved mirror surface. Keep from depositing traces of yourself. Every place you go, you inadvertently leave pieces of yourself. Every article of clothing, every doorknob, every carpet, every telephone, every toilet seat you use will contain pieces of you. Your skin is flaking off all the time, and you need to decide whether there is a risk of authorities or private investigators looking for you, tracking you through your blood type or DNA, which can be worked up by using a piece of your hair. After you weigh the risk, take the precautions you deem are needed. Wear a hat indoors. Wearing a hat in a hotel room won't remove the probability of you leaving hair follicles in the room, yet it will reduce the number of such particles, making finding evidence difficult. Cutting your hair until it's really short will also help. And that's what you want to do. Limit the amount of physical evidence which can be used to track you. Always use toilet seat protectors, so-called ass gaskets, where they are provided to reduce the possibility of leaving skin, sweat, or other bodily fluids on the seat. These substances can be swabbed into a glass vial and used to identify you. Paper seat covers will either eliminate this problem or reduce it greatly depending on the size of your ass. And never lick an envelope or stamp for obvious reasons. It can be used to trace your DNA. And don't leave blood, semen, or menstrual discharge behind as you run. If you happen to spill your blood on something, there's not a damn thing you can do to get it cleaned up, so you might as well not expend the effort to try. Even if you were to clean it up entirely and then wash everything down with gasoline, there are substances which can spot minute traces of blood and technologies which can type extremely minute traces. Even burning the building down to the ground is pointless. Spill your blood and you've left a clue you can't retract any cost. Don't even try, as you make it worse, spending your effortless times trying. And remember to wipe every surface in your hotel before you leave. For good measure, wipe every surface in any bathroom you may use along the road. Keep in mind, you need to use soap and water when you wipe away your fingerprints and skin tissue, otherwise you leave only a bunch of smudges which can be reconstructed using contemporary computer imaging technologies. And toss your wiping materials down the toilet. But if you're on an airplane, don't toss anything down the toilet, as it goes into a holding tank which can be rigged for evidence later. Carry out your wipes inside your shirt under your armpit and flush them in a normal toilet when you can. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I wanted to see if you could help me with some matters of the heart that's somewhat related to what you're talking about today.
Yes.
About being off the grid.
Yes, yes.
Anything. So there's this girl that I'm interested in. And she is on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Yes.
And I feel... And I'm not. I'm not on any of those things.
That's really
good. I was for a while, but then I got off the grid.
That's good.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle spending all my time on all those different places and all the different personas I had to adopt.
Yes. I'm thinking of deleting my Facebook account as well to get off the grid permanently.
Yes. Oh, there's definite benefits to that. But one of the drawbacks of getting off the grid is the predicament that I'm in. And that if you want to be close to somebody, like this girl that I'm interested in, and they're LinkedIn in all these different ways, then, you know, in order to get closer to her, I feel like I have to be in all those various places. So I'm wondering what to do. Should I go back on all those systems, or should I just continue to stay on the grid and see where it goes?
Yes, caller, if you are trying to maintain yourself off the grid, then you cannot go back to the Facebooks or anything. Okay? Because that will just give you up right away. You have to stay away. They can find you and detect you for any reason. But if you have no reason to be off the grid anymore and you want to hook up with a loved one, then by all means do it. And if you have to, if you're shy, maybe you can get a fake identity to make yourself more attractive looking for this previous girl, unless you are already attractive enough.
I'd say I'm attractive enough.
Yes.
That I don't need to adopt a fake persona like that. But that's good advice. You know, maybe going under a pseudonym or something like that, or an optimism or whatever.
Well, Color, if you still want to maintain your off the grid, you cannot go back to the Facebook. I am telling you, I do not know why you have chosen to take this step, but if it's from hiding from others or hiding from the government, they will know. They will know.
It was just that the posts that I was posting were turning, I was turning into something else. I wasn't being true to myself and who I really am.
Yes.
I was turning into something that I felt like people that need to post on Facebook become. And I was posting every 2 seconds.
Yes.
And then friends were blocking me for the post. So what was I doing? It became like an echo chamber.
Yes.
So that's horrible. It's just this echo chamber. If you really want somebody to know something, you call them up or you speak to them in person.
Yeah.
Something up on Facebook is like putting a post-it note in Times Square, you know? Who's going to read that?
Yes. We just got to get off the Facebooks. It is ruining our lives socially. People don't know how to talk to each other anymore in person. I've been with people in a room, and instead of talking to each other, they text each other because they have lost the ability to speak. What kind of world are we coming to when we cannot speak with our given mouths anymore?
That's true. I was at the party lately, and it was so depressing because everybody at the party was just looking at their phones. I was like,
yes.
Oh my god, is this for real?
Yes. Are you at the party? Why didn't you just stay home and look at your phone? What's the point of going to the party just to be seen on the Facebook?
Well, I figured out it's a defense mechanism. All these people are looking at their phones, you know, so that they don't have to talk to other people.
Yes, because they don't know how to
anymore. The loneliness.
They are trapped. They must break out and break free.
Yes, every party can use a breakout.
Yes. Every party must break out.
So many hot girls there, and all of them are just ignoring me, just looking at their stupid phones.
Yeah.
I had to leave. It got way too much.
Yes. Yes.
So why are you getting off the grid?
For reasons unknown?
Unknown to you, or...
Unknown to you, my friend.
Oh, but you know these things.
Yes.
You know why you're getting off.
Yes. Can you excuse me? Excuse me for a moment.
Curiosity. I don't know if you want me to take over the show or something. I could just talk about what I did today. This morning I woke up and I ate an apple. And it was pretty good, but part of it got lodged in my throat. And then, so I was a little scared by that. So I took a little sip of water, and that didn't work. So I ended up having to give myself the Heimlich maneuver over one of my dining room chairs. And that really just was quite an experience, let me tell you. I almost broke a rib, but thank goodness I didn't do that. Shit, there's another dog walker coming. Damn dog walkers, they're fucking everywhere. Fucking dogs. Anyway. So, as I was saying, a piece of apple got lost from my gut. And, so after that, I felt like I needed, like, some fresh air to go for a walk. And so I went for a walk, and I didn't see anybody that I knew.
That's really interesting, brother.
Oh, hello. Hi, are you back?
Yes, I think I've been caught.
So should I continue with my story?
Yes, I would like you to run the show and take some calls. I I'm in a very bad position right now, and I think they're looking for me.
Oh, okay. Yes, we certainly want to keep you safe, Yossi.
Yes.
So how do I know when the caller's on the line?
You will hear me say, click, click, and you'll know they're on the air.
Ah, okay, that's good. All right, Yossi, stay safe. So, anyways, so I was out going for a walk, and I didn't see anybody that I knew. So, I was just walking up to this, woman who I've seen on the street, and I hadn't really talked.
Oh. Click, click.
Hello, Colleen.
I found this really cool website at howtochangeyouridentity.info, and it tells you how to become anonymous instantly. You can get, it's an ebook, and you can get this book absolutely free or pretty close to free. All you got to do is like maybe sign up for a $1 checking account, or you can sign up for a free trial of something and then cancel before the trial is over. That way you're not charged anything at all. That way you get it absolutely free. It tells you how to become anonymously instantly right now. And
is this about an account that we already have with you? Because otherwise, this is a sales call. We're not interested.
And this is some really cool stuff in this book. Everything in here is pretty much legal. You can learn how to hide from anybody so nobody can find you. You can live completely anonymous, and you can do it all legally without it breaking any laws. Find out how to become anonymous immediately, two ways to fly anonymously, five ways to cash checks anonymously, two ways to rent a place to live anonymously, three ways to buy a home anonymously, three ways to buy a car anonymously. There's a really good one in here. Learn how to work and make money anonymously. Find out. But anyways, check it out. howtochangeyouridentity.info.
All right,
very cool stuff, and you can get it free.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. We'll be sure to call. So anyway, I was walking down the street. So this lady that I knew lived on my street, and I really talked to her. So finally, I was like, all right, I gotta talk to this lady. So then, you know, it turned out to be a really good conversation. We talked about sweet corn, among things, because she had some sweet corn with her, and it was nice and purple, and she started getting it raw. And I was like, oh my god, what are you doing? You eat raw corn. Oh, hello, caller. You're on Yossi Goldie's show.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Yossi Goldie's show.
Hey.
We're talking today about getting off the goddamn grid.
Yeah. I totally want to get off the grid. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do it, girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know where the grid is for me to jump off of it, though. I'm kind of stuck in this room. Could you help me?
Stuck in a room? Like a virtual room on the grid?
Yeah, I need to get off this grid, and I don't know how. I gotta get off.
Usually, like, if you click on, like, the logo, and you go to options, and then there's something that does something like delete my account, and it lets you jump through, like, 20 hoops, but eventually it'll let you delete your account.
Is that all I have to do?
Yeah, that's all you have to do, and then you're off the grid.
Oh, great, thanks, because I've been really sick of this game, and I just wanted to get off the grid, you know?
Oh, yeah, just get off the grid. And so
thank you so much.
You can, like, take up a hobby like, I don't know, knitting or volleyball or what, you know, I can't assume what your interests are. But
yeah.
Oh, you knit?
No, but I might take it up. Because don't they knit on a grid?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do needlepoint, I think, on a grid. So you could stay on the grid, but not be on the grid. You know what I'm saying? That's really clever.
In fact,
your company could be like, get off the grid, but stay on the grid.
Yeah, and I'll sell sweaters.
Sweaters? Oh, yeah. Sweaters are good. Fall's coming, so people are going to need those sweaters.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go get off the grid now. Thanks.
All
thanks
right.
so much, Yossi.
Good luck getting off the grid.
Thank you.
You'll find some life out there, I think.
Yeah.
That was a good call. Yeah, what a good kid. So sweet corn. So this woman's eating raw sweet corn. Oh my god. So I'm like, what are you doing? Nobody eats raw sweet corn. And I was like, all right, well, I'll try this thing. And raw sweet corn is actually pretty good. And that conversation came because I finally decided to talk to this woman who I've seen around my neighborhood and never decided to talk to up until that point. And so, oh my god, you know, you'll figure out, you know, if you talk to strangers, you find out interesting stuff like that. You can eat raw sweet corn.
Are you still there?
Oh my god.
Hello? I can't find you. Get off the grid. I'm just kind of stuck here. I can't see the porn advertisement.
Options?
I can't even find the options.
Maybe it's like where you click your name and go on. And maybe there's some sort of drop down menu.
Oh. Yeah.
Like Minecraft or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did that work?
Yeah, I'll go try it. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
All right, yeah, that was another good call. I think that was the same caller as before. So that's good. We're helping people out today. This is Yossi Goldich, for those of you that don't know. Yossi is hiding somewhere in his prison. I think he's on the lam. He's trying to avoid taking a shiv, you know what I'm saying? So my sweet corn story. So after I talked to this woman who gave me some great advice about sweet corn, I continue to walk up the street, got a cup of coffee, said hello to the baristas at the place where I go. And, I got this really scalding hot coffee. It was like the hottest coffee I'd ever drank in my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was no room for milk, and I couldn't really throw this hot coffee on the floor in the trash can or anything. So I just had to drink the thing really fast. And there's nothing in the world that'll give you, like, a clear mind, I think, than drinking hot coffee really freaking fast.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Shoot, yeah. Guys, threat. Because the pain and the scalding hot pain that's on your tongue and in your throat,
it's so
intense that you just forget about your troubles and you forget about all your anxiety.
Yes, that's very hot.
It was hot. It was the hottest thing I've ever stuck down that throat, let me tell you.
Yes.
So are you safe now, Yossi?
Yes, they have got to another containment. And I am good to go for now.
Oh, that's good.
Things have been on higher alert here in the prison because I think rumors has been spreading that there is going to be some prison escapes very soon.
Oh.
I'm not naming names about who's escaping, but it looks very good, the outcome.
Do you think you'll be able to escape?
I cannot say anything right now, but the outcome is good.
Oh, that would be a really significant life-changing event for you. I will
be able. I need to practice to get off the grid again and go into hiding. You know, digital do's and don'ts, losing my cell phone, making purchases using gift cards, and I have to definitely forget about being social, and I will have to erase info from all my pictures online.
Oh, that's pretty intense.
Yes. Did you know you can
technique.
You can strip out all your data on an image file using an EXIF stripper program.
That's like this movie that I saw, yes. Where this woman was wearing like this hot leather outfit, and she was jumping around rooftops trying to get like this computer program that would just erase the background completely from all websites and computers.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking for, what this leather-clad woman was looking for, jumping around rooftops.
So she was a stripper.
Was she a stripper? No, she's a crime fighter. I forget her name.
Yes. Yes. I would like to share with you, Carler, and all the listeners out there, the three keys to disappearing. Do you know what they are, Carler?
Do I know where what is?
Yeah, the three keys to disappearing.
The keys to disappearing? No, what are the keys to disappearing?
Yes. Number one is misinformation. Okay?
Do you have that? Uh-huh.
And number two, disinformation. And number three is reform.
Oh.
Yes.
That's really good to know. I would swap number three with number two, but, you know, it's your list.
Yes, this is...
They're all really good.
Yes, this is just official list. I can go into details if you like, but if you understand these words and what they mean, I think they speak for themselves.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think I need you to go into details.
Hold on a second, caller. I have another call. I will conference you together again. Hello, callers?
Oh, hello.
Hello?
For the record, Yossi, is this a call being recorded?
No, it's not.
All right, that's good. That's good to ask. I need to start asking that every time.
Yes.
This feels good. So, in other words, nobody's going to be able to hear this after I tell you exactly what I'm about to say. They're not going to be able to trace it back to me.
No, and no one even listens anyway, so it's like...
I just wanted to say that over the years, I have accrued thousands upon thousands of dollars of debt. And, here's the thing. I just don't feel like paying it back to the people who I borrowed it from.
Yes.
This world is just so unjust. The world is stacked up against you if you're born with nothing.
And
if somebody at a young age, let's say, I was offered thousands of dollars, and it was all supposedly contained within a little card, and, well, I went and I used up all my money, and next thing I knew, there was nothing left. It's like I had used up all the coins from my piggy bank, and years later, people were trying to call me up, telling me that I had to pay them this much or that much more a month, and I just don't want to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yes.
And these card companies are just so deceptive to target young, vulnerable people. Those people like yourself max out on them, and they just want to put them into circles of debt. So they'll pay them back. They'll eventually want to settle with you for whatever they can get.
When I was a boy, there was this man on TV. He had a really strange voice, and he was always showing us homes of the rich, homes of the famous, and damn it, he made me want that stuff.
I think we have another call. I'm going to put it on the air. Hello, caller?
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
What I want to know is this.
You know,
do those people with all those big homes,
hello?
Do they ever have to pay back? Do they ever have to pay back what they spend? Or do they not have to pay it back? Because that seems like a lot of money that they're using to buy those big things.
Yeah, they got to bail out, dude.
I'm still stuck on the grid here. Hello?
Are you still stuck on the grid?
Yes. I don't know how to get off of the grid here.
Well, I'm giving you all the advice I can get, girlfriend, but maybe Yossi can help out now that you're back.
Yes, what seems to be your problem?
I'm kind of stuck on the grid here, and I'm trying to get off. You know?
Well, just push the escape button a couple of times. That should help you out. That's what I do whenever I'm running into that situation. Escape, control out the loop and all that shit. You should be able to get out of nowhere.
Yeah,
refresh your browser.
I don't even have a keyboard.
Control alt delete F1, F1, F2, F3. Just push all of them at the same time. Mm-hmm. All your keys at the same time. You should get a little black twisted key that flashes off and on.
Aren't you a very good listener? She doesn't have a keyboard.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck here. Hello?
Maybe. So how are you on the grid without a keyboard?
They do say that the keyboard is a new prison of our system here. The pilot system is no longer.
But then in a second, I got another call. We are actually doing a five-way calling. I think I have five people on the line. I don't know. Hold on a second, caller.
Hello.
I am trying to add you to the conference caller.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Yes, why is the music?
Hello?
Are you hearing what I said about the lawnmower man?
Yes, caller. I heard it all. What was that again? Could you repeat yourself?
Sure, so I'm
still stuck on this grid here.
That a lawnmower man was truly one of those movies that kind of set a precedent for what kind of future we're living in today. One where we are, Aquaman, baby. The kind of future where we're constantly sharing and updating ourselves to everybody, letting them know exactly who we are and keeping ourselves open to attacks.
If I don't get off this grid, I'm gonna get attacked. Oh, God.
Yes, caller. Callers.
What?
It's kind of like the movie Tron, is it not?
Tron is a good one there, too. Those life cycles are something else, I'll tell you.
Yes, they were definitely... On the grids.
By and by.
I just need to get off this grid. Can you help me?
There should be some sort of 1-800 number you could call to help you out with that problem. I'm sure there's got to be an 800 number out there in the directory. That you could use to help you from your predicament, out of your predicament, as they say.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not true what they say. This world runs on much more than Duncan.
Yes. You know, caller that wants to get out the grid, maybe there's a help button you can push. And it will take you to how to get off the grid.
I really feel like I've called in on a really special point in this show. I mean, I'm really glad that I get to be here to help this young lady out of her computer screen.
I Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Galen. I hope that helps. I think I lost the call. Hello, colors?
I'm still here, yeah, so what happened?
Yes. Are you the only caller? Hello, caller?
I hope not. I mean, that would be a little bit awkward, just you and me talking on the phone together for the remainder of the show, however long it's going to be going on for much longer, I'm sure.
Yes, caller. I don't think it's awkward at all. I think it's destiny that has brought us together.
What did you say now?
It is our density, destiny.
Oh, that's true. It could be considered destiny, I'm sure. Listen, Yasi, this thing about going off the grid, not being able to find another. Well, if that were to happen, how would we ever get in touch with each other? You know what I mean? I mean, that's what makes this world so goddamn special. The fact we get to share our thoughts with each other,
yes.
We get to know exactly who we are, what we're about, what we're thinking from one second to the next. I mean, that's very important stuff. That's the stuff legends are made out of, for crying out loud.
Yes, it's true.
It's the cosmic soup that we're all here enjoying with each other.
Yes, but color. Everybody has their different reasons for getting off the grid, and I do not mean in total isolation, because we do need each other.
And what then? Yeah, they go live in a trailer somewhere, a yellow van somewhere.
Not necessarily, color.
They lose all their friends.
Not necessarily. I think,
better eat those.
I think the moral of this sense is that we need to call for a boycott of cops. And the image of cops, period.
Yeah, the future's so glum when I think about it.
No, color. It can be golden.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
But G and L are in golden, and glum is how I'm feeling every once in a game.
Yeah.
Let me hand you over to a boy who speaks tons of wisdom here.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Hello, little boy? Hello? Yes. Hello, how are you today? Yes.
Yasi.
Yes, this is Yasi. Who is this? How are you? Thank you. Yes. Are you having a lot of fun today?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Are you riding your bicycle today? Are you going to ride your bicycle? Is that your yes? Yes? Say yes then. Say yes. Yes to gold.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a lollipop.
I want to give me the lollipop.
You want to give me the lollipop?
The lollipop, yes.
Oh, that's so nice. I love lollipops. I love them.
Okay, yes, lollipop.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, I have to go, little one. Can you say bye-bye?
Yeah.
Say bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'm saying yes.